Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 21st. You'll be interested to know, 48 years ago, today, in 1976, the Concorde, a commercial aircraft developed with funding from the British and French governments, commenced regular service, creating a sonic boom while traveling at supersonic speed, revolutionizing air travel and marking a significant achievement in aviation history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 5 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 20, but don't forget about that wind chill. Expect a gentle breeze around 10 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a low of 4 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 10:30 with the high tide just after 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 20 and a light northwest wind. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 8. Thursday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 29 and a slight chance of snow showers by Thursday night, with a low around 15. Friday starts with a slight chance of snow showers before 7 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny, with a high near 31. Friday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 15. Saturday looks mostly sunny, with a high near 34 and a breezy southwest wind. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 25. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Fenway Sports Group, known for its ownership of the Red Sox, is reportedly preparing to bid for the Celtics. Since acquiring the Red Sox in 2002, the group has significantly expanded its portfolio by purchasing Roush Fenway Racing in 2007, Liverpool Football Club in 2010, and the Pittsburgh Penguins in 2021. Recent reports indicate that the Grausbeck family has at least 4 bidders for the Celtics, with the franchise expected to sell for over $6 billion. However, an update reveals that Fenway Sports Group may not be involved in the bidding process at all. Now on to sports. Last night, the Ohio State Buckeyes secured their 6th national title, edging out Notre Dame 34-23 in Atlanta. Will Howard's 56-yard connection with Jeremiah Smith sealed the game. Notre Dame's valiant comeback fell short as Ohio State celebrated their first championship since the 2014 season. In local sports, last night, the Celtics crushed the Warriors 125-85 at the Chase Center. Jason Tatum led with 22 points, while Kristaps Porzingis added 18. The Seas now stand at 30 wins and 13 losses. The Warriors suffered their worst home defeat in 4 decades. Tomorrow night, the Celtics face the Clippers in Los Angeles. And in a rare day game yesterday, the Bruins dominated the San Jose Sharks with a resounding 6-3 win at the Garden. Charlie Coyle was unstoppable, netting 2 vital third-period goals. David Pastrnak and Elias Lindholm also contributed goals, sealing the victory. The Bees now boast a 23-19-6 record. Tomorrow night, the Bruins battle the Devils in Newark. In top news, yesterday the nation's capital resembled a business hub as prominent tech executives attended President Donald Trump's inauguration. CEOs such as Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, Sundar Pichai, and Jeff Bezos scored seats ahead of some incoming cabinet members, raising concerns about an emerging oligarchy. Many of these leaders have cozied up to Trump, with Musk spending over $119 million to support his re-election. Companies like Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet contributed $1 million each to the Inauguration Fund, which surpassed $200 million in total pledges. In business news, Starbucks chairman and chief executive officer Brian Niccol has announced upcoming corporate layoffs set to begin this spring. In a memo shared with employees and posted on the company's website, Niccol emphasized the need to operate more efficiently, indicating that job eliminations and smaller support teams are on the horizon. He reassured that these layoffs will only impact corporate workers, leaving in-store employees and hours unaffected. With over 3,000 stores and 16,000 corporate staff, Starbucks plans to commence layoffs by early March. Niccol acknowledged the uncertainty this may cause and expressed his commitment to transparency. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 102,000. Ethereum is just under 3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 26 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's AirTag is gaining traction as a tool for preventing vehicle theft, with one Colorado police department now distributing them for free. The Arvada Police Department aims to reduce auto thefts by giving away AirTags and tile trackers, accompanied by stickers that warn potential criminals. The sticker states that the vehicle is tracker-equipped, allowing police to track it if stolen, provided the owner shares its location. This initiative could lead to a decline in auto thefts. The community is encouraged to share their thoughts on whether more cities should adopt similar giveaways. And in entertainment news, Apple TV Plus recently launched the eagerly awaited new season of Severance, but fans are also buzzing about the potential return of another favorite, Ted Lasso. Although Ted Lasso season 4 has not yet been officially announced, star Nick Mohammed hinted that news is coming soon. In a video on X, Mohammed shared that he is adjusting his schedule due to upcoming filming while holding up a believe sign. Speculation suggests the announcement could coincide with the finale of Severance, possibly aligning with an Apple Spring event, which would excite subscribers about new content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Norman Vincent Peale. And he said, "Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.